What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Bill of Freedom Show. All right, I am going to go through today. I have some pretty cool things. I have been on the road, actually went to a live conference, had some awesome presentations that I just gave this week. So I am pooped. I am tired, but I want to serve at the highest level and execute on this for you. So I'm going to go through basically in this episode, three things, right? I'm going to go over excuses, zero to 150 million in revenue, and the number one reason why businesses fail. And there's some of the top entrepreneurs in the world I heard this from. So I want to show you some quick nuggets from this episode. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics that the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley back with the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Show. Today, I am going to go over excuses, zero to 150 million, and the number one reason why businesses fail. Okay. And these are taken. So I went to a live event, and I mentioned this in the open. I am toast right now. It's Friday at like 4:30. I have to get this out. I want to serve you guys at the highest level and execute on this show, because I deeply feel that it's important that I got to share with you three takeaways from, I think it was probably 40 hours at an event. And so I'm going to give you some, I might give you some more in future episodes, but these are ones that after looking through my notes, I thought, hey, this would be highly valuable instantly. So, and you're going to want to write this stuff down. So number one, I heard Anthony Trucks speak. So Anthony Trucks is a former NFL player. He does speaking, he does personal development. And one of the things that he brought up was that he talked about how he was adopted. And when he was adopted by a foster family, he had a rough upbringing and he fell asleep in school. And he always had these excuses on why he couldn't do something, why he couldn't be good at school because he was adopted, why he couldn't do sports because he was adopted, right? And so what happened was he actually fell asleep during school as a kid. And one of the things that happened from there is that basically he did that, and then he heard someone say out loud, hey, what's the reason why he's a bad student and he's sleeping is because he's adopted. Okay. And for a lot of people, they would have crawled up in a shell and that would have shaped them in a negative way. However, what he did is he used that as an opportunity and he said, wow, that's a really bad excuse. And that's the same excuse I'm giving to myself. So he came up with an identity and his dream was to make the NFL, which he ended up fulfilling in, as I mentioned. And one of the things he brought up, he said, if your identity doesn't match your dream, then they will not take place. If your identity doesn't match your dream, then it will not take place. And so what he was basically saying is, and I've heard this concept probably four different times across four different people that I respect a lot. So I wanted to share it with you is be, do, have. A lot of people want to have, do, be, right? They want to have the six pack abs, then they'll start eating healthy and then they'll be happy, right? Where it's the other way. You got to become the person first who does the right things day in and day out to create that physique. And so it really hit me hard because I noticed, kind of like Anthony was talking about, that there's some excuses that I've been using on why I can't be successful at certain things. And I'm just going to tear those down and move on from them. So I wanted to share that with you because excuses can easily crop up as you're a founder, as you're a revenue leader, as you're a sales exec. Like it's hard. There's a lot of hard things you're trying to do. Okay. So the next one is the zero to 150 million one. Okay. And then I saw this quote. I thought this quote was absolutely fire. They brought it up. Proper. Okay. Well, before I get to the quote, that's absolute fire. I'll get back to that. So there was a woman named Kaylin Polin, and Kaylin is also known as Lady Boss, and she grew from zero to 150 million bootstrap without investors. And in doing that, what she realized was that there was a lot of opportunities for her to work through and get to that point. And so she started off in information products. Then from information products, basically she listened to her tribe and the people that she was serving. They said, hey, we want coaching. So then they started doing coaching. Then the people from that, her tribe, said, hey, we wanted to shift from coaching to a live event. And then she shifted from the live event eventually on top of it. She stacked this. She didn't shift, right? Her people wanted products. And so then she listed them on the products. Then they wanted a certain kind of product. Okay. So this five-step iteration is what got them from zero to 150 million. And her three-step framework is super simple. You're going to want to write this down. Is listen, ask, execute. Listen, ask, execute. And it's funny because a lot of the founders that I work with, they might have one product, but they don't talk to their customers or they're not getting constant feedback. And so that is one of the simplest and easiest ways to scale revenue the fastest is to keep selling more to existing clients. And that's what she did. However, her key caveat was that if you're doing this, you can only focus on one at a time. You can't keep shifting and jumping around or trying to do all four. Only focus on one at a time until you scale that up. And so I also saw this quote, which I thought was absolutely amazing. And the quote is, properly exploited, one good idea that occurs to you while walking on the beach is worth more than 10 lifetimes of hard work. That's by Gary Halpert. So once again, I'll read it again because it's that good. I thought it was fire. Properly exploited, one good idea that occurs to you while walking on the beach is worth more than 10 lifetimes of hard work. Did your head just blow up? Mine did, right? So I absolutely love that. So that was number two. Okay, now as we keep moving on, I'm going to hit number three next. Hello, and I appreciate you listening to the show today. I love my listeners, and I love helping my customers. One of the things that I've been able to do with some of the customers that I've been working with is, for example, a $6 million SaaS company, helped them implement a seven-figure sales system in which they got a 1.5 month ROI on the entire engagement fee that I offered them by one person spending 25% of their time. And this person wasn't even in sales. So these are core principles that help me scale from zero to $30 million in annual recurring revenue with only four people. In addition, another client that I'm working with was able to 10x their licensing fee, their SaaS licensing fee, and they are really, really just on the early side of starting. So if you're interested in learning more, apply through www.scalerevenue.io/apply, www.scalerevenue.io/apply. Look forward to seeing your application. If you are interested and qualify, you'll receive a follow-up note and we can jump on the phone and identify what the opportunity is exactly for you and your organization. Last but not least, one of my favorite speakers in the entire world is Tony Robbins. He is amazing. I think he was rated by Amex as top five in business, one of the top 100 most influential people in the world. He has 100 companies that do over $4 billion in revenue. And so absolutely blown away with him and the insights that he has across business, finance, and then psychology. And so I want to give you a couple stats on why most businesses fail and business failure. So 50% of businesses fail in year one. 80% fail in the first 5 years. So one out of two fail. Then 80% of them fail in the first 5 years. And after 10 years, guess how many of them fail? Guess what percentage? 96%. So after 10 years, on average, only 4% of businesses survive. Okay. So this is like Hunger Games when you look at it, right? So to take it a couple steps further, to realize, like, if you are a business owner or a founder or you're leading a company, like, there's some really insightful takeaways here. So less than 5% of businesses make $1 million in revenue per year. Okay. Guess what the percentage is who make over 5 million a year or make 5 million or more. It's less than a half of 1%. Less than a half of 1%. So, okay. Now take it one step further. Guess how many ever get to 10 million a year? It's 0.00006. ever get to 10 million. Okay. So after dropping these stats, Tony walks through and understands, like, identifies, like, why does this happen? Okay. And here's what it comes down to. It's 80% psychology and 20% strategy. And a great example he gives is, like, okay, do you really think it's that hard to lose weight? You know, all you have to do essentially is eat less calories than you burn on a day-to-day basis. And then you'll start to lose weight. But there's all these fad diets, all these pills, a whole entire industry built around it. And so a three-step framework to overcome that are these three things. And I've started to implement it, and it actually works really good. And he said, in order of least important to most, you start with strategy. Okay, that's the least important. So that's what you should work on last. That's usually one of the biggest mistakes that founders, business owners make, because they start with strategy first. They go straight to the, how am I going to get this done? Right? So that's, how am I going to get this done? Okay. The next level or the next thing to focus on is story. That's how you talk to yourself and the patterns that you say to yourself on different things. And so if you really start paying closely attention and just become aware of what you say, and I've done this and I've struggled with this before, I am like a hard charging type A personality. And so one of the things I would do is I would beat the hell out of myself verbally. Like, you're not doing enough. You're not working hard enough. You're not doing this. You're not, right? Well, it's good and it's served a purpose to get me to a certain point. However, that self-talk or those stories that I tell myself on that are not going to get me to the next level. And so that's something that just really kind of was like, dude, you got to focus on this. And I've gotten better at it, but it's one of those things that I've struggled with in the past. Okay. Last but not least, he said, this is the number one most important thing for success, because everything is really truly derived by energy. And even he goes through physical examples that I'm not going to do today, but like, how much more creative, how much more embodied, how much more resourceful are you when you're full of energy versus when you're tired, lethargic? You're a completely different person. And so that's your state. That's your physiology. So he said, that's the number one thing to focus on is your state. And so I just try this as a little example, because at the event, he has people move around, jump around, do all these different things, right? So you get your physiology. So even if you're tired, it kind of overcomes that and hacks it, right? So in terms of doing that, you know, it was really, really insightful, because this week after I got back, whatever it was, I think it was like late Saturday night, I had two really big presentations that I was giving for Pavilion to chief revenue officers, VPs of sales for their go-to-market school for enterprise sales, and then the CRO school. And I also spoke on enterprise sales. So there's a lot of high-powered people I was presenting to. So I wanted to show up. And so I absolutely crushed myself putting together these presentations, practicing, making sure I showed up at the highest level that I needed to so that I could serve at the highest level and provide massive value. And the presentations went great. I'll probably talk about that in the next episode, just my takeaways from that, because that in alone was a big leap for me, just in some of the things that I did. However, with that, I would do simple things and I was really focused. My nature, my default is just to grab caffeine when I'm tired. So I spent a lot more time moving around, walking, taking breaks. The other thing that I do is I have a mini trampoline in my office that I could bounce on for like a minute. And so I started to do that when I felt worn out or tired, and it completely changed the entire energy level of my day. And so I'm starting to stack that and make that a new habit, which sounds absolutely crazy, but it's kind of like doing jumping jacks. Like, you know, if you do jumping jacks for a minute, if you get tired, or every hour and a half hour between meetings, like, your day will look monstrously different than the rest of the day. So I hope this was helpful for you today. Like I said, I am on fumes. I'm starting to lose my voice. Absolutely loved it though. Please, please, please take notes. Go back and listen. If you apply these, you will notice a massive difference. And I have already within the 1 week that I've started to implement this. So I appreciate you. If you love this, please rate and review it on either Spotify or Apple or whatever podcast service you're listening to. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is, if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.